Star 1310, and we welcome our guest, Isaac Curie. Isaac, how are you?
Doing great, sir. How are you?
Just fine. Seems like you are in the middle just praising him right now.
Oh, man, yeah, man. Just giving God praise in the middle of everything I've been going through and trying to encourage people to do the same, you know?
Your song is number one in the country. Great song. Did you write that song?
No, sir. Friends of mine, Gerald and Tammy Haddon, wrote that song, and they've been responsible for so many great gospel songs, and God blessed them to write that song, man, and when they sent it to me, it just really hit home for me because I realized how many things I was in the middle of, and I felt like it could become an anthem to the people.
And you know what? It has become an anthem to the people. Did you feel like it would do as well as it is doing right now?
Well, you know, you just never know. Yeah, I knew it was a great song, and I knew that the message was strong, but you never know, and it was kind of weird because, you know, people who have followed my career have known me to be a balladeer. I sing a lot of ballads, slow songs. So it's funny that God used a song that was kind of out of my element to kind of, you know, be the breakout song for me. But I knew it was a great song. I just didn't know how people, you know, you never know how people will respond or receive things. So they loved it, man. I just praise God for it.
Being a member of Men of Standard, how has that helped you to do your own thing and be out on your own?
Oh, tremendously. It helped me to the utmost, and not just being a Men of Standard, but starting my career with Pastor John P. Key, and even currently for the last 6 years I'm working with Kirk Franklin. All those elements have helped me become who I am now. I've been able to learn so much and serve under these great men of God and serve with these men of God. So it really taught me and prepared me for this season. Been able to be a sponge and just soak up all the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that I've received down through the years, the last 21 years. So it's just been a tremendous help, and I would branch out to say that if a lot of gospel artists had that type of opportunity to sit under so many great artists and who've been down the roads that you're traveling, who's accomplished so many amazing things, it would really help them. So I think I have a little bit of an advantage.
What makes an artist like Kirk Franklin so great? The reason why I ask is this. We know that his music is great, but I had the opportunity for the first time to meet him when you guys were in King's Dominion, where you guys were performing and ministering. And I had the opportunity to meet him, take pictures with him. And what struck me about Kurt is when we finished taking pictures, he shook my hand and said, "Thank you, man." You know, and that kind of blew me away. And he was like a real person. And then going on the stage wasn't completely ready. Kurt came out himself, told the people he apologized. Normally, being a radio announcer and a jock, you send a jock or somebody out there. But he did it himself. Is this what makes him so real, so personable, and so great?
I think that's one element that makes him great. He's just a regular person that God has chosen to use through his music. But that's one thing I think people love about him. People feel like when you get a chance to know him and be around him and meet him, people feel like he's just one of the homeboys. He's just one, you know, he's just like a member of the family. But I think another thing that kind of stands out that makes him great is the way he's so unselfish, the way he, I can just use myself for an example, the way he so unselfishly shares the stage with myself. And, you know, he's been very instrumental in helping people to know that I had an album coming out, or I had a record in stores, and allowing me to open up for his tours, allowing me to just have, you know, stand on my own 2 feet as a solo artist, even on his set, sharing his audience with mine. I think it takes a big man and a confident person to be able to share what God has blessed you with someone else, because a lot of people can't do that, and I think it holds a lot of people back. So I just think there's so many elements to him. Another thing that makes him great is that he's a family guy, and what you actually hear through his music, the way it blesses you, his personal life outside of music really blesses me, because he actually lives what he sings about. He doesn't speak down about family and marriage, but he's actually, you know, one of very few people I know that is happily married. And it's things like that that just make you really look up to him and just esteem him so high as a person. The music is a plus, but his life is just so huge to me.
Our guest is Isaac Carey. He has the number one single in the land, In the Middle. Let's talk about your project, Uncommon Me. What do you mean, Uncommon Me, Isaac?
Well, I think when God created us, he created all of us originally. And I think through the course of life and through the hustle and bustle of life, trying to make ends meet and trying to get from point A to point B in your life, we've lost our originality. We've lost who God created us, and we've become something else. We've become other things. Maybe the ups and downs of your life have caused you to not appreciate or not accept who God made you. You may have gone through some hard times in your life. You may have gone through a bad marriage. You may have grew up in a home where your father wasn't present, like me. Or you may have had a baby out of wedlock. You may have dropped out of school. Your parents may have died when you were younger, and you never found who you were as a person. You lose who God created you, and you become this other person. You become carbon copies of other people. And uncommon simply means to be extraordinary, to be set apart, to be different. It's easy to be common. There's nothing special about anything that's common or anybody that's common. You skate through life. You go through the motions. But when you're uncommon, you dare to be different. And I think the message that I'm trying to send on this album is get back to who God originally made us. No matter what you've gone through, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know, it all works together for his glory when you find out who he made you and you walk in that. And the way I like to say it best is, nobody can beat me being me. God made many people, but he only made one Isaac. He made one you. He made one of you in the listening audience. So when you find out who God made you and you walk in that and you embrace that, you understand that you're unique. You're unique. You're special. You're extraordinary. That makes you uncommon.
Isaac, you mentioned that you are a balladeer. We know you're a balladeer. There is a song on your project I love. It's a sweet song, and you are laying it down. It's called Chances. Tell us about that.
It was a song that was written by a friend of mine, Eric Dawkins. He wrote that song, gave him a concept of an idea that I had about chances or another chance or a second chance. I said, what if we woke up and God was like, you know, you've played around too long, you've messed up too many times. I'm sick and tired of playing games with you. It's over. You're on your own now. From this point on, your chances are up. Where will we be? What will we do? So I wanted to sing a song that was thought-provoking, that would make you look at your own life and pass judgment on yourself and try to get things, you know, right in your own house. So when you look at your life and you're like, God, I would be a mess if I ran out of chances. So it makes you think about the whole thing, and that was one of the things I wanted to do on this record. I wanted to write songs and sing songs that made you look at your own life to become a better you. And it also, in return, it makes you look at God and it shows you how big he really is in your life. Because what if he took the chances away and you were on your own? But the fact that he doesn't, in spite of our mess, he continues to show us grace and mercy when we don't even deserve it. So it shows us how big he is, but then it also keeps things in perspective. So I think that song, Chances, is really a thought-provoking song, and it's really a tearjerker because it makes you really look at your life and be like, wow. You know, and I think that's what I was going for on that song.